analogy. Is that a correct word?
You're wearing a necktie today.
Did I use that word correctly?
You said analogy?
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's find out from the listener. They'll give us information.
Okay, getting back to more of the messages. Clement says, good morning, Jamaica and Hope. I feel the police have lost it. If the president said no colorism, then the police are quiet. Let them be checked. And this is what we started talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
That maybe the UPND are right with their concern, because what's standing out is they have issues when it comes to how the police get to deal with these matters. Recently, we're talking about Chingola. They blame the police. And I guess the president also agreed, because he made changes. He made changes there. So meaning he probably also agrees that there's a problem with how the police also handled the whole situation. Here again, you're hearing the government spokesperson, speak into how the police did not adequately do their job on Saturday itself, and calling for them to take action post the event.
Alfred says, the message was clear by the UPND MP that colorism is back and no action has been taken towards that statement.
No, it apparently to be done internally. So we might not know, but they'll know within the party.
Okay.
So we'll guess we'll wait for that. But, let's keep the conversation going on our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia, where we we'll be getting more of your thoughts. You can leave a comment in the comment section and give us your thoughts on that particular story. As the message that came through, also chatty, that says, what happened on Saturday? That's why I say we were busy and missed the news. So what happened on Saturday is that there was a group of people, a lot of them were wearing UPND regalia. They went to the Patriotic Front Secretariat and, they went and caused commotion, chaos there. Vandalized parts of the building as well in the process. Others even got injured. The people who got injured.
Yes, I saw a video of like two guys. I saw two guys.
Yes, yes. Well, as of yesterday, from the report, two people were injured from that as well. And very, very unfortunate circumstances there. So that's what happened in Lusaka, Chatile. So hopefully we've gotten that. But let's get into the news at 8, which is coming on now.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. After
the headlines, Brevna Changala warns that Zambia is drifting into intimidation and insecurity after violent attack on PF Secretariat. Governance and human rights advocate warns of possible sabotage behind market fires. U.S. to designate Venezuela's cartel De Los Soles as terrorists. To present the news, I'm Lucevillo Conway. Civil rights activist Brevna Changala has cautioned that the violent attack carried out on Saturday by suspected UPND cadres at the Patriotic Front Secretariat in Lusaka is a worrying sign that the country is drifting into an environment of intimidation and insecurity. Mr. Changala says it is disturbing that a party ushered into office on the promise of ending political thuggery now appears to be tolerating the same behavior it once opposed, urging Zambians to reject the resurgence of violence and uphold the change they voted for. He notes that citizens made a clear decision to move the country forward and insists that any return to the turbulence associated with past political clashes should not be accepted. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Changala has described the incident at the PS Secretariat, where suspected cadres reportedly stormed the premises, vandalized infrastructure, attacked onlookers and damaged vehicles, as a regrettable development that signals a worrying shift in the ruling party's conduct. He has since called for firm national condemnation of the violent acts and a renewed commitment to peaceful political engagement.
The president has been saying cadreism is done and done off. That is lip service. Cadreism in PF is their DNA. They just sent it to rest a bit. It was in recess. As they go forward and as they feel the heat of the politics, the true UPND will emerge as it's emerging now. Every Zambian must resist that, must condemn that, and we must not get back to where we came from. Zambians voted for a change in 2021, and the change was to stop the abuse of state power by a ruling party.
Governance and human rights advocate Dr. Noel Chisebe has raised concerns over recent market fires, suggesting they could be the result of deliberate actions by individuals with ill intention. The Chambali market in Kitwe was recently ravaged by fire, destroying more than 25 stalls and leaving traders counting heavy losses barely 2 weeks after a blaze swept through Chiwempala market in Chingola. Commenting on these developments, Dr. Chisebe warns that there is a possibility of individuals being behind the fires and called for the swift arrest of anyone responsible. Meanwhile, Dr. Chisebe has also urged government to introduce legislation requiring all marketeers to insure their goods. Dr. Chisebe has emphasized that such a measure will not only reduce financial losses, but also minimize the need for traders to seek government assistance in the aftermath of such unfortunate incidents.
If there are people behind what is happening now, it's unfortunate those people should be brought to book while destroying property for various reasons, because it is not actually human to destroy somebody's property. If definitely there are people behind these fires in these markets, then they should be brought to book. Otherwise, it's very unfortunate that in a spell of 2 weeks, we have another market gutted. It's unfortunate. It's not even supposed to be so.
Economist Emmanuel Kangwa has advised governments to redirect funds allocated to the Cash for Work program toward hiring professional contractors, arguing that this will ensure more efficient service delivery and prevent the exploitation of beneficiaries. This follows local government and rural development minister Gift Siyaluvalo's announcement that the second phase of the program will commence in January 2026. Mr. Kangwa says that although the initiative is designed to engage community members, many of the tasks involved require professional expertise that contractors are better suited to provide. He has further questioned why the program was not included in the previous national budget, an omission that he says contributed to delayed payments for beneficiaries.
Okay, Cash for Work is good for the rural community and the people, you know, those who are less privileged, to clear off the debt. But why not getting a contractor to do that rather than individuals who are, you know, they get 600 after 1 week. But if that money is given to local contractors to clear the drainages and any other social work which is done by our people in the communities.
As a non-governmental gender organizations coordinating council, NGOCC, has welcomed the program's reintroduction, describing it as an important social protection mechanism that supports vulnerable households. The NGOCC executive director, Anbewe Anamela, has noted that the initiative was well received during its earlier implementation.
We are hoping that the Cash for Work program is going to resume, because it is one of those social protection programs that help families around that economic security. So it provides an income to families which helps with managing issues at household level.
Social anthropologist Dr. James Musonda says many beneficiaries of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF,